Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or thanks, let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Over in the 32nd Psalm in verse 8, the Lord says, "I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." You know, in times like we're in right now, it is pretty interesting to see how desperate we need the Lord to shine some light on our pathway, on our trail for life. I will never forget the first day I headed out on the Georgia section of the Appalachian Trail, and I walked more than 18 miles. What a knucklehead. And so we had this one place we were going to try to press on and get to. And when we went by it, we thought we're still good. So we kept walking. And the next stop that we could really make where we could settle in for our first night on the trail was it was getting really dark. And, you know, if you've ever been to the AT, you know that the trail is only like a foot wide. And you keep following this trail, and it was getting darker and darker, and there really was no place to stop to the left or the right to pitch a tent. But what we needed was light. What we got was the advice of another trail hiker headed the other way that said, "Keep going, you're close." And you know, we got that word, and it gave me this hope. I do remember, however, praying, "God, would you mind terribly picking up the campsite and bringing it closer to us rather than me being able to go any further?" You know, that's what it's like today. The Lord says, "I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you and watch over you." I think His advice and I believe His direction come in three forms. One of them, it comes in hope. You can get there. Secondly, I believe it comes in specific direction. Stay on this path. Do not get off of it. And third, where He can supernaturally pick us or the destination up and bring us together for His purpose, for our good, and for His glory. So today, as you walk through whatever you're in the middle of, maybe you're still shut down, locked down with COVID-19, or you're in the middle of some crisis trying to figure out how to work from home while your kid is hanging on your back, while you're trying to do a Zoom call and your three-year-old wants to play ponies, whatever it is that you're in the middle of, listen to what the Lord says. "I will guide you along the best pathway for your life. I will advise you, and I will watch over you." So if you went back and looked at my three areas in which I believe the Lord gives you this direction, I want to take it and make it a little more personal and directly from this piece of scripture. God gives you guidance along the best way, not guidance that might get you there. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you can look up directions on Google Maps, you can look up directions on Apple Maps, you can look up directions on Waze, and you might get three different ways to get to the same place? What you're looking for is the best way. The Lord says, "I'll give you guidance, and I'll give you guidance for the very best path, the best trail for you to walk on. And I'm not going to leave you. I'm going to advise you." Now, that word advise is more than, "Hey, I picked up the phone and I called and said, do you remember which way I go?" This is advice that He is walking with you, and He's literally taking His hand and directing you left or right, forward or backward. It is this impression that His advice is specifically for you and specifically for that moment. And then He says, "I'm going to watch over you." And that particular part of this verse says, I'm not just going to watch and look and see you. I'm going to watch over you as the way that a mom watches over a sleeping baby, the way a dad protects his child at the first ball game they go to. I'm going to watch over you, meaning I'm going to guide you, protect you. So remember today, in the middle of everything you're on, that God will guide you the best possible trail for your path, for your life. And He's going to be with you and advise you, and He's going to watch over you and protect you. That's the goodness of God. Let Him have His way in your life today. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.